Oh, praise be Ganna for the charming variety, very known for learning and piety. Delighted when she was out in propriety, Father O'Flynn is the flower of them all. Here's a health to you, Father O'Flynn. Slauncher and slauncher and slauncher again. Awfulest treasure and tenderest treasure and kindliest treasure in old Donegal. Don't talk of your provost and fellows of Trinity, famous forever at Greek and Latinity. That and the devils and all the divinity, Father O'Flynn makes tales of them all. Come, I'll venture to give ye my word, never the like of his logic was heard. Down with mythology into theology, froth and conthology if he's a call. Here's a health to you, Father O'Flynn. Slauncher and slauncher and slauncher again. Awfulest treasure and tenderest treasure and finest treasure in old Donegal. Ah, Father O'Flynn, you've a wonderful way with you. All old sinners are wishful to pray with you. All the young children are wild but to play with you. You've such a way with you, Father O'Flynn. Still, for all you so gentle a soul, get you the flock in the grandest control, checking the crazy ones, forcing the easy ones, lifting the lazy ones out with a stick. Here's a health to you, Father O'Flynn, slauncher and slauncher and slauncher again. Awfulest treasure and tenderest treasure and kindliest treasure in old Donegal. And though quite a void in all foolish frivolity, still at all seasons of innocent jollity, where was the playboy could claim any quality at comicality parallel with you? Once the bishop looked grave at your jest, till the three max set him off for the rest. Is it left Gehetti or to the Lehetti? Cannot the clergy be Irishmen too? Here's a health to you, Father O'Flynn. Slauncher and slauncher and slauncher again. Awfulest treasure and tenderest treasure and kindliest treasure in old Donegal.